Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Let's talk a little bit about prosperity. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. If you would have asked me 15 to 20 years ago what prosperity meant to me, I would have given you a long list of prerequisites for prosperity, beginning with money, a good career, prestige, houses, cars, boats, planes, diamonds, furs, anything that would have catered to my well-being and selfishness. As I've grown older and have come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, a funny thing happened along the way. My list has changed. Now it reads more like this. My relationship with God, my husband, friends, reaching out to people, peace, joy, love, understanding, continually learning, a comfortable home life, and the list goes on. The first list was more self-centered and focused on materialistic wealth, while the second is more outward and focusing on others. There is nothing wrong with wealth, nothing at all, and if you think that God wants us all poor, you're highly mistaken. It's not the money, but the heart state of the person. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. When our focus is on making money, we don't have peace. We worry about our job, worry about the boss, worry if we're going to get a good job, worry if we're doing a good job, worry about losing the job. Are the bills getting paid? Am I making enough? What is enough? And on we go on the merry-go-round. But when our focus is Christ, we have peace and we trust Him for all of our needs. Our job is not our source. He is. As we get blessed and we prosper, we look to bless and prosper others. For our souls to prosper, we must be in good spiritual health. Spiritual health is constantly seeking to know our Father in heaven more intimately, putting Him above all things. I'll tell you something. This is the first step to a life of prosperity. I've been through a lot in my life. I remember the struggle, the sleepless nights, the days I didn't have anything to eat. I also remember being on the ladder of success, but having that ladder be on the wrong building where greed, selfishness, and materialism occupied the top floors. As I look back to where I came from, to where I'm going, I will have to say that I've come a long way. Every hardship and each heartache has led me closer to Him. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I am prosperous, abundantly so. I don't measure it in materialistic riches, but in what money cannot buy. A clear conscience, peace, joy, contentment, hope, to name a few. How do you measure prosperity? Where is your heart? He said that He will supply all of your needs. Philippians chapter 4:19, it says, But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Do you trust Him to keep His word? Father God, I thank You for Your many blessings and Your provision to me. My heart's desire is to prosper in the knowledge of who You are. I want to know Your character. I want Your wisdom. I seek Your peace and everlasting life. May my life reflect You. May Your goodness reach out to others through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's all the time we have. I'd love to hear from you via email, buffy@swordradio.com, or drop me a postcard to P.O. Box 1695, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. Be sure to go to www.declaretheword.com for more teachings and helps. Until next time.